You're on the Brekkie Show with Adrian, and I'm speaking with Kate Sabe, and she is a dietitian and an exercise physiologist. Good morning, Kate. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well down here in Queenstown. You are a dietitian, and I have a long connection with dietitians going back a long way, so I'm really looking forward to speaking to you about this, and this is really what parents can put in lunch boxes and really serve up for dinner, not to feel like they're doing the wrong thing.
There's some research that's come out of Family Nutrition Report that showed that more than a third of parents really result to their gut instinct when they're trying to pick what is or isn't healthy, because they're so confused about the dietary information that's been put out there, and it makes people feel this nutritional anxiety about, are they really feeding the kids the right food? And what makes things worse is once the kids get to school, there's this lunchbox shaming where...
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, well, it just seems to be something that's becoming more and more prevalent in terms of, you know, I guess families are getting busier, particularly if you've got two working parents, and one in five families are saying that this stress from this busy lifestyle is affecting, you know, their time to prepare these healthier meals. And unfortunately, when it's a school lunchbox, other families see it, and there can be this shaming around not packing the ideal lunchbox. So it's a bit scary.
Yeah, I can imagine it's probably more prevalent too because of the availability of cameras and Facebook.
Yeah, and I guess the scary thing too is that the teachers and other parents make them feel guilty about what's packed in their lunchbox just because they may not have, you know, packed the super mum kale salad and avocado dip with some raw veggies or that sort of thing. And I really think that, you know, that there is no norm when it comes to lunchbox anymore. And you've got these super mum lunchboxes and then you've got these packaged food lunchboxes, and it really should be that middle, you know, that halfway in between, that kids are going to actually eat the food, but it's still going to be nutritious as well.
Sounds good. But do the teachers make the kids feel guilty, or do they make the parents feel guilty?
Apparently, one in five of these parents or families that were interviewed said that the teacher or a fellow parent had made them feel guilty about what they pack for their child. But in my experiences, I've actually been at the school where a parent has said to me that their child had their lunchbox rated on a score of 1 to 10, and the child was then, you know, given a bad score on their lunchbox. And
what?
The parent was furious because their child got really upset and said, "Oh, Mum, I got a bad score on my lunchbox." And the parent said, "What do you mean?" And the parent just said that to the teacher, "You need to come to me if you've got a problem with the lunchbox. It's not my child's fault, my six-year-old child's fault, what's in their lunchbox." And now, you know, the child's upset about it.
So. Oh, my goodness me.
Yeah, and I guess who knows where it's coming from. There is that fear of, you know, childhood obesity and having this population, or 25% of the population of children that are overweight and obese, but it's probably not due to the food as much as it is the inactivity, sedentary behaviour, the screen time, all those sorts of things. So I don't think any parent out there intends to feed their child a poor diet. I think every parent has good intentions, and you know, you do get those fussy kids. And the hard thing is I guess they pointed out that out of the 52% parents that thought they had fussy eaters, 95% of them actually gave in to their kids. So that's scary.
What do you suggest as a way to make it simpler for parents?
The simple way to get over this lunchbox shaming is make sure that you pack some whole foods into the lunchbox first and foremost. So nobody's going to, you know, pick out having a piece of fruit and having some sort of healthy sandwich in there. And I think that's as hard as it needs to be. Anything else, if your children like these, who knows, homemade dips and raw vegetables, put on them. But if your child won't eat that sort of thing, or they're too busy playing, like my kids, when they're out there, childcare or at school, they, you know, they don't give a lot of thought to food. They want to be out there and play. So I think the important thing is the kids eat something. It's decent food, but we put the hard work in at dinner time to really set these core foundations around getting those good foods in.
Good idea. Good idea. Do you suggest wholemeal rather than plain white?
Yeah, look, if your kids will eat wholemeal, multigrain, or I just think change the bread all the time so they don't get stuck on one.
Ah.
And that's something I've done. I do not stick to a particular brand. I get every shape, colour, size, and they just don't. To them, it's just bread and they don't distinguish. So I just found that was a good way of doing it. But you need to start that early so that they don't recognise that there's such a difference. So my kids would not blink if I put a dark rye piece of bread versus a white or wholemeal multigrain. And certainly when you go out, they've got sourdoughs and all these fancy breads, and they wouldn't know the difference. To them, it's just bread. So I think that's a good way to get started.
Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you for having me, and good to have this conversation. And I hope it's helped other parents out there to not feel ashamed about their lunch boxes and get rid of that nutritional anxiety around food and just bring it back to the basics.
Then I wish you bon appetit, Kate. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You're on the Brekkie Show with Adrian. This is 7XS, the West Coast Feel Good Station.